It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Here's my co-host, David.
Thank you very much.
Glad to be here. Let's take our calls because the lines are filling up now. Let's not chat with each other and let's take these calls. Let's start with, let's give the phone number 866-8883. That's 800 number, 9 to midnight, West Coast time. You call then, please. Thank you. And we take Joe I don't know where you are, Kaydon somewhere, right? Kaydon territory.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, okay. What can I do for you?
Actually, it's the first time calling in. I've listened to your show off and on, and for some reason decided to call in today. I must say I am pleased with what I'm hearing, and what you're saying and what have you. And as I talk to, I guess, your screener or something else hit my spirit, my inability to be still sometimes and to hear what God is actually saying and directing. I'm in the ministry as well, so Christian foundation and roots and what.
Well, that should easily if you're not, if you realize that the spoken word and the rote word is what they call the letter, the code that kills, and so you must not learn the scriptures and repeat it like a robot. But you can, the scriptures are extremely valuable to enlighten, so that you read. Either way I read the scripture is, and I don't do it very often, but things stick in my mind about it. I open the book, especially the New Testament, and I just open it anywhere and see what it says. Mm-hmm. And I scan the page, and I don't have to go very far with something. Is this there for me at the right time? Like I was for a gentleman a few moments ago. I had a little conversation with him. All of a sudden, I said something. He said, oh, I felt myself get free. I just felt the load fall away. That happened yesterday, too.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something about realization that the word, the letter of the word can bring you, but you cannot be entangled with the letter of the law or the word and ever expect to find it.
Right.
See?
And the other dynamic that goes with that is the hurriedness all around you when you're trying to be still. I was explaining to, I guess this is his name, I have a wife that's been on life support for going on 2 years, and
oh,
I have
dear.
Four children in the home. And
oh, it's hard.
So much to do all the time, and it seems that I'm dissatisfied with myself as far as my progress.
But if you can spend just 5 minutes, you can actually sit at a traffic light, wait for the light to change, and you can meditate in that 1 minute or 2 minutes. So it's not like you have to go through some long process and go om is no place like om kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not like that. Not the way I show it to you. It's just it could be just a moment, because what this meditation we teach or show, it's not a teaching anyway. It's just a breadcrumb trail to where you can jump from one subservience to another, subservience to the love of the world to the love of the Creator. It is really a loyalty, change loyalties.
Right.
It's like crossing the Berlin Wall, right?
Yes.
So it's very similar to that, but you don't know where the line of demarcation is. And I will show you that, and I show you how to separate from thought. Because the moment you do that, that moment you're willing to absolutely not worry about what you're thinking, what's going to happen, and that's what happens, almost like it's a no man's land or zone. Something happens to
you. I've learned that through experience, too, because sometimes you sit there and you worry about this. You worry, not really worry, but you're concerned, and you try to do certain things, and then, God already has things worked out.
And everything's worked out for you already, just like hell has worked out for you already.
Yeah.
See, in other words, if you're going the other way and you're responding, because you owe your allegiance to what you respond to, you can't serve two masters. There's your scripture.
Right.
You either hate one and cleave to the other, right?
That's right.
So which way is it? Do you cleave to what's right, and therefore by cleaving, not to the cleavatures, it's if you cleave in the right way, then good comes through, and that good that comes through has a path which is written, and it's like a carpet that's unrolling before you, like a road. But
right.
there's no choices to make. The choice you make is to be saved from the choice Adam made. It's called being born in sin, right?
Right.
Be subject to the world. Well, that's, you're born that way, but now you go back to what Adam lost. So our choice is to be saved from a choice, if you can call it a choice.
Yeah.
See, it's a yearning. Blessed are those who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. There is a meaning. Nice talking to you, Joe. If you want to talk later on, you can call back. But we're finished with the segment, and we'll be right back with our other callers. 866-8883, that's an 800 number. 9 to midnight West Coast time. The office number is 866-RadioRoyFHU.com. We'll be right back.
It's time for Advice Line.
I heard your show and I thought, what my heart speaks to me is exactly in tune with what you're saying.
Call 1-800-866-8883.
My wife and I have often thought that we are so alone. I'm very grateful to have found you. I always believe in divine providence intervention in our lives, and I think we need to be ready for it when it happens.
Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Well, I asked Carlos if he wouldn't mind waiting, because I think the next call, I think he's gracious enough to allow me. Otherwise, I would have taken him, but it sounds like it's serious enough for work. It demands our attention. David, welcome. And caller, I don't know, I think you can hear that we're live in KRLA, so you know David's here with us, with me. So you can, you know, don't be surprised if he jumps in, okay? Judy, are you there?
Yes.
Hello, Judy.
Hi, Roy.
Now, what's this about communication with a companion 2 years to live? What's that? No.
Roy, I took a picture of you the last day you were here, 30 years, and I know you for 30 years.
Wow.
I was with you for 2 hours when I met you.
Oh,
you
that's
know
sweet.
Me. I used to come and see you, no?
Oh, well, it's hard. My voice is. I don't recognize voices. And in 30 years, I might not be able to recognize you, and you may not
Never
be able to recognize me.
You wanted me to be independent, no? My father died, and you said, what are you going to do, no? When the money runs out, and I told you I didn't know, and you told me to go to Oregon, remember?
No.
Remember I said I wanted to be with you?
No, no. I talked to thousands of people.
I took your picture the last day.
Well, don't. Here, listen, I took your call because I thought it was going to be important.
Right,
and
it
I don't
is
need.
It
well,
is
then
important,
let's
right?
let's get down to business. It's for your companion and not for you.
With
I don't remember. Listen. Stop right there.
Okay.
I don't remember you. I don't. And so you can prompt me all you want, but I cannot remember you.
Okay.
It's not a rejection.
Okay.
I don't make anything personal. I just I'm like the Johnny Appleseed. I just plant, you know, apple seeds, and see if they grow by themselves.
I've been going with an Israeli guy for a long time. And he's only got 2 years left on this earth, no? And
what's the no? Why do you keep saying no?
I have a
you
habit
don't know?
Of saying that. I have a habit of saying that.
I know something's wrong. No?
I'm scared, no?
You know, yes, no? I know where we're going to go with this. I tell you what, we're going to... No, listen. I can't do anything for you right now. I've got to let you go. No? Okay. Sorry, Carlos, but I thought that was important because when I saw 2 years to live, I thought, well, you know, thank you for allowing that, okay? Carlos, are you there?
Pretty good. How are you, Roy?
Fine, thank you. Dave is here, too. Say hi, Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
I'm calling in reference to panic attacks.
Oh, that's easy.
Yes, I've been to therapists, and they don't work at all.
Well, they don't know anything.
I know they don't know anything. I have gotten your books and also...
They don't understand human nature, and if they did, just understanding human nature doesn't cure anything.
I've noticed that because I've
been... Even understanding your own problem doesn't help anything. You need an infusion of spirit. You need someone that can arouse that spirit in you.
That's right.
And I hope that I'm doing that.
Yes, you are, and...
That's a magical formula.
Yes, it's like a magical formula. I've done your meditations, and they're excellent, but I'm kind of stuck.
Well, where are you stuck? Show me. Tell me where you're stuck.
Through your meditation, I have noticed the roots of a lot of my problems.
Give me one. Give me the one that you don't want to tell me.
Give you one? Okay.
That one will do. Just don't throw me to a bone or anything.
Okay, being bullied in high school.
Well, that's not a very big bone.
Well,
I mean, I thought you had just... That's not a great discovery. You've always known that. And so have you always allowed yourself... Is the discovery that you've allowed yourself to be bullied? Because you don't like confrontation, so you pander to bullies. Well,
right,
expect to be bullied. Expect to be bullied.
Right.
Because bullies are cowards. So when they see that you're a coward, they become a bully. Very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. The thing is, how do you learn not to pander to people to avoid confrontation? You have to learn to revel in confrontation. Not revel in it, but maybe that's a little bit too boisterous.
That's when I start getting panic attacks.
I know, but you see, that is where you become a coward or a hero.
Right.
See? And now, if you're afraid that you might end up being angry, so angry, and there is a danger.
Beat the hell out of that person.
That's right. So I assume that you're quite a strong person.
Yes.
You see, I got that right away. You're like Gulliver's Travels in Lilliputia, you know, where he's tied down with all those little strings.
Uh-huh.
You're afraid to hurt people, and then people who are little tiny people, they become brave. They start to see your weakness and start to taunt you, and the very thing that you don't want to happen happens. You're trying to avoid hurting people, but the only way you can avoid hurting them with go out of control, in other words, is sometimes you need to punch people. I mean, there's a time and place where that's very rare.
Right.
Because if what I show you or teach you or bring you to, it helps and saves you from being angry and upset all the time, you will find that there's a force that comes through you that you don't know that you have. And those people will recognize that as strength, even though you may not see it yourself. That will protect you. The fact that you have no fear. And if you have fear, you're not made perfect in love. That's what the good book says, and it's absolutely correct. Who has fear is not made perfect in love. So therefore, you must look at your fear and your anxiety and show that you are cowering and you're a coward. And your cowardice fear comes from anger, because that is the shadow. Fear is the shadow of anger.
Right.
So every time, if you get angry, upset with your anger, it's like throwing fat on the fire. If you get resentful towards your fear because that fear makes you realize what a coward you are and you resent knowing it, then you're resenting that very thing that could save you. So then you find yourself adding more fat to the fire. Resenting your fear makes for more fear. And that goes round and round and round. And it never stops until, you do something stupid.
Right.
Which is what you're doing all the time anyway, but that sooner or later it happens. You wouldn't have the strength to deal with something you should, which would be critical. Life is made up of very little tiny moments. You won't be ready for it.
Right.
You jump into something you shouldn't, make a fool of yourself, trying to be brave, or you cave into something that you shouldn't, you should have stood up to. And it's going to be one of those two, and then your life's over. Everybody listening happens the same way. No one escapes. Nobody.
Any other book that you have?
No, you don't need a book. You just need to listen to what I say. Oh. Don't need any books right now. You just see, that was a big distraction. You asked me a question, and what I said went right over your head. See, because I was telling you, I'm the book.
Right.
And it's better to talk to the book than read it.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to tell you that, tell you something very important, how valuable it is to be able to find the place in your heart where you change allegiance. Which army would you rather be in? The what do they call it, Islamofascist army or the American army?
American army.
Of course. But if you're a Muslim, you'd want to be in the Islamofascist army because you think bad is good. See? And we know differently. We should anyway. That's why we love our country. That's why we're willing to die for it. They're willing to die for what's wrong, and we are willing to die, our boys and ladies and gentlemen, we're willing to die for what's right. Because, you see, that's what life is all about. It isn't preserving your life. It's a life well lived, and it has something to do with courage.
Right.
It has something to do with dealing with people, imperfect people, perfectly. And your enemies can't get to you that way.
Right.
You grow to deal with the worst kind of people.
You know,
and some of those people get better.
One thing that I just realized that I do resent my anger to that emotion.
See?
Fear.
See that? See, you're angry with yourself, sort of thing. Isn't that silly? Now, how does your anger save you from yourself? The anger is why you are that self. Naughty, naughty. You see, now you are stuck between a knot and a hard place. There is nothing for you to do. Now, how do you take the fact that there's no books you can read, really?
Right.
All the books I will give you to read will tell you the same thing as I'm telling you right now.
Right. They're just repeated and repeated and repeated.
Repeated in different ways, and it just depends on where you're stuck. It releases you.
Right.
So, but you're stuck right there, and there's no way forward until you sit still. Until you change gears, but when you change gears, don't you go through, you know, when you go from forward to reverse or reverse to forward, don't you have a pause?
Right.
Otherwise, you mess your gears, don't you?
So, yeah, I may be having a pause right now.
Yeah. That's what I wanted you to do. I just want you to hear what I have to say.
Okay.
And realize that of yourself, you can do nothing. And if you really realize that, why would you react to anything? Because your reaction is a sign that you haven't realized that yet. And it's hard to realize it because you've got a big fat ego.
Right.
See, so if there's nothing greater than you, if someone does, if you don't do it, who will? That's how you think. I get that. So that's very hard for egos to realize that of themselves they can do nothing. As a matter of fact, egos do just the opposite. They make things complicated for themselves because you don't have a sense of accomplishment, ego accomplishment, if things aren't difficult.
Right.
But what if God could make everything easy, so you're just the agent? Just like the devil makes things difficult, so he's the agent. He'll just make things more, help you to be, make more things complicated so you can have a sense of achievement. Then he achieves his will through you.
Right.
It's not you who achieves. It's him that achieves through, that the dark side achieves through you, through your struggling, making things worse, and picking up the pieces and crawling out of the pit and then not being able to live without problems to solve. See, well, someone has to be a problem to you so that you focus away. Music, drugs, everything.
Right.
See? Oh, it's very simple. Everything is so simple. I saw a lady last Sunday, Marion, and I think she's a lot better because my secretary stayed after the yesterday's lecture. She was there and she asked questions. She's had that shaking disorder. What is it, David?
Parkinson's.
She's had it for 30 years, I know. But she's just recently come back to the fold. She's gone to all of the preachers and all the pills and all the herbs and remedies. And she's got worse. But pretty hard on her. But she's coming and she takes it. And I've noticed the shaking slowly disappearing. And then she added something. I said something the way I said it to you just now, a few moments ago. It's all that simple. And she said, she uttered out loud, "You mean it's that simple?" Then she changed. People saw a visible change in her. Like a different face. Not taunt, less trembling. It's a struggle with herself. It's all that change. It's all that Parkinson's, it's just a struggle. Can't stop shaking. Whatever the habit is, you can't stop it.
Right.
The more you struggle, the worse you get. And then it's hard for you to realize that Well, maybe you enjoy your problem, because if you're ill and you have you're on Medicaid or Medicare, you get all the service you want, and you can actually become addicted to becoming sick and going to the psychiatrist and getting your pills, and so they nurture that worst nature in you, because you feel like you're being served rather than being enslaved, as you is your habit to be in life, to be subject to something. See?
Yeah.
You feel like you're being served. You feel like you're being loved. No, it's called socialism. It'll kill you. So you have to leave behind your security, which you're always looking for. There's no such thing as security. And then your security is your insecurity. Because the courage that you don't use, you lose. Or if you face it without courage, you get upset. And you become a bully or a coward. That's the only choices you've got. Isn't that right? That you're afraid to be upset because you don't want to be a bully or hurt somebody.
Right, yeah.
So then you have the next best option, which is to become a coward, and they hurt you. This is America. Everywhere around you, America is rife with people setting you up to fail. If you look at Justice Clarence Thomas, he talks about how brutally he was treated. Remember his confirmation hearing with Anita Hill?
Right.
That was a lynching. That was a media lynching.
Electronic
lynching. That's right. And so if he can do it to that man who's a noble soul, and he can forgive them and let it go, as there's no anger in him, that's what make him rise to the status of being Supreme Court judge from a lowly situation, from a place where he lived in a place where there's no plumbing or anything and not a whole lot of food. And that's how he found his happiness again. He returned to that little child quality again. I listened to him for a whole hour. He's just a beautiful soul. I'd like to see you get that way. You do. But he's bold. He's striking out. He's written a book. And he's expressing himself not in venom, but people think he's angry. They want him to be angry. People want you to be angry.
Yes.
See? So they feel when you become a noble person, when you become the kind of person I'm talking about, then people will react to you as if you're bad, as if there's something wrong with you, that you're not like them, and you make them feel uncomfortable, and your very presence irks them, and then you can see them trying to, well, me, they don't do that anymore. But, I'm kind of immune to it. I don't even notice these people. I don't give them a notice. So, but the thing is, they want him to fail. They can't stand the bright light. There's a whole movement. Movement.org is ripe with people like that. They want good people to fail. And that's how they take control. That's how badness. It's easy to be a bad person, which you don't want to be. But then you're a bad person if you're a coward, because you're supporting someone that's bad.
Right.
See that? You're part of the problem. So how many ways do I have to tell you?
Well,
see?
You've said it in a lot of ways.
Okay. Now, when you get it, you'll feel a little burden lift from you. That's only when you get it. Right now, they're just words. And I've got the music with it, and I hope you think better of it after I say goodnight to you.
Good night.
Okay? Good night. All right. Well, we didn't give a phone number out, David. It didn't give you a chance to jump in there, did I?
1-800-866-8883.
Well,
there it
the
is.
Phones went dead. I guess, I hope it's not from boredom. I hope it's from listening. But this program runs on callers and support. So therefore, if you like the program and you see this is valuable, you can do two things. You can call 866-8883 at 9 to midnight West Coast time. 9 o'clock is, as I always start now, a little earlier than usual. We do our program live from KDON for 2 hours. KDWN in Las Vegas, 720 on the dial. You can hear it all over the West Coast and way east too. So if you can support the foundation, FHU.com, by going to the website and downloading a CD that will help you. And what else? Oh, the office number is 866 Radio Roy. So, David, we're talking about, what were you talking about earlier about marriage and relationships?
The scientists have concluded that a lousy marriage might literally make you sick. They say marital strife and other bad personal relationships can raise your risk of heart disease, researchers said. but it likely boils down to a stress.
Yes,
so that's what they've concluded. Stress is a huge contributor to health problems as well as potential byproduct of troubled relationships.
Stress is the disease-causing entity. Stress is the disease. That's a beautiful. I love that. I picked that. I don't know where I picked that up, but it's sometimes you get words that just go together. Stress, the disease-causing entity. So, just for what it's worth, department, stress is not just stress. Animals do deal with stress very well. They don't have egos. They just run and fight. When they fight, they finish them. It doesn't linger. And when they run, they run. That's, you know, some animals run, react to stress and run. When we react to stress, there's something missing because we're dealing with temptation. And temptation lurks in people, and it's been going that way through centuries. And we become like what we hate. And we're a slave to what we hate, or we are the hate object. We get our way with people. And so, now, I forgot the way I went with that, but I was...
stress is the disease-causing entity.
Yeah, well, that's right. The disease-causing entity. Thank you very much. I'm a little tired, so maybe I've just got my point. But thank you for bringing it back.
Yeah.
The entity lives in another person. That's why they're mean. Because they lost their life. They lost their life force by becoming a victim. So they're a victim creating a victim. That's what's happening in America. The victim, if he can find his own victim, will live on the failing of others. So when you people see people putting you down, they're failures. But these failures are bullies. And if you stand up to that bully with noble quality, they cringe. And not, you don't have to make them cringe. You just don't let it affect you. That is the best medicine for you and them. That is something very few bullies know how to deal with. As I don't know many at all. I haven't met one yet. From the worst people to the best people. The best people will love you for this. And they will see you shining. And they will inspire them. But the people who intimidate you, they better think twice, and they will, because they... The fact that you can deal with them in a godly way is actually the fact that you don't respond to them with anger means you have God's love in you. That's what it means. And if you react to people with anger, they've got your goat. And if you've got a goat to get, you got God. You get God. So how many people are angry and think it's normal? If you do, you're an idiot. Excuse me saying that way. If you think anger is normal... Well, you see, it's what drives you, and that what drives you is the disease-causing entity. There's something in you that needs that energy of being upset about somebody, about something, so you can feel above it. You can feel superior to it, and it will give you the driving force, but then it gets inside you as an entity. See, so it, in other words, it in you will go back to the anger again. It goes back to that system that made you as you are, those kinds of moments. It recreates those moments, and you find it in people. Okay? So, 866-88-83, that's an 800 number, 9 to midnight, West Coast time. I'm going to talk after the break if we don't get people to call in this evening. It's very dry, but I like your company, David. When you sort of start spouting out, I enjoy it. So I'll sit back and listen if you do. But okay. I think it'd be nice if we can talk about... Well, I can't say it now, but you can talk about whatever you want to talk after the break. We have a half an hour left, so let's spend it wisely. We're spending our supporters' money, so when we'll make a good fill, but I would rather it to be filled with people's questions. That's when I do my best. And David, you do your best too.
Well, let me give out the number. 1-800-866-8883, and this is show number 4927. Visit the website, fhu.com.
New on DVD, the long task of digitally remastering Roy Masters' older video lectures for DVD format is well underway with the release of three new titles. The lectures were recorded live in Los Angeles during the early 1980s as part of a public television broadcast series, and more DVD titles will be added in the coming months. Available now, Mind Over Malady on DVD, Learning to Overcome Compulsive Habits on DVD, Marriage, Divorce, and Family Problems on DVD. To order, call 1-800-877-3227 or visit the website fhu.com. And if you'd like, you can sign up for our free email newsletter. The email newsletter has new materials available every month. Just call 1-800-877-3227 or visit fhu.com. And please remember, you are the only sponsor for Roy Masters radio program, so every order helps to keep this program on the air. What if everything you've ever been taught about religion is wrong?
God loves you just the way you are. You don't have to change. All you have to do is accept that you are loved for who you are. God loves you just the way you are.
If God loves you just the way you are, then what's the point of changing? Now, something doesn't make sense. Something's missing. So what is the answer? The scripture says, be still and know. How do you do that? Visit www.fhu.com. Download the free MP3. It's called Be Still and Know. It's an exercise that will quiet your mind long enough for you to see what God really wants you to see. Visit fhu.com and download the free MP3 file called Be Still and Know. If you've been looking for the truth that will set you free, visit fhu.com or call 1-800-877-3227.
God loves you just the way you are.
Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
The tapes are different from so-called relaxation tapes or guided imagery tapes or biofeedback tapes. The tapes teaches a method which allows people to connect with their inner self, with their deeper self, and to truly learn how to function independently.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you.
People begin to accelerate in their level of personal growth. They begin to solve their problems on their own. In effect, they become their own therapist. And this, of course, is the goal of all good therapy, is that the person loses their dependence on the therapist and becomes able to understand themselves and begins to cope with the problem more effectively.
Call the FHU Stress Hotline at 1-800-877-3227. Visit our website at www.fhu.com.
The best advice I ever received was years ago, I called you up and I told you about a problem that I had. And you said, watch it. And then I said, well, what happens if this comes up? And you said, watch it. At the time, it seemed trivial, but I learned just by following the advice that you gave me, that has power.
Can it be that simple, that just by watching can keep you from overreacting to stress? That watching can wash away the endless loop of thoughts along with those willful struggles that compounded all your problems? Keep on watching, and tormentors stay on the outside of your head. The watcher has peace of mind. There's good and noble power in a special kind of watching. Feel free to download a powerful mind-quietening technique, CD, called Be Still and Know at fhu.com. Alternatively, call 866-RADIO-ROY, business hours, Pacific Coast Time. Rediscover the carefree innocence of a little child. For if you do, you will bless the day you heard this message. fhu.com or 866-RADIO-ROY. Thank you.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
David, can I give you a good example of, see what your response is, to a secret motive that can cause you to be upset, so that where the person you're upset with, it's your own fault. In other words, you set them up to betray you and they haven't really betrayed you. It's what you expect and don't receive. You know that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
So, in a paper I have written a long time ago, and I'm going to publish it again in our newsletter. It's got all kinds of recipes in there and everything, and articles, and letters from the prisoners, and I think you'll find them fascinating. People behind bars are freer than the people outside that put them there. But I'm just going to just read a little bit to you. Not all your responses to pressures are caused by stress. Innocent circumstances may be converted into stress situations that severely damage your health and personal relationships. Observe from now on how faulty attitude can cause you to become unnecessarily emotional. I'll just read one more paragraph. Suppose, for example, you give me a gift or favor me with some special service, but with the secret motive of obligating me to do something in return for it. Suppose also that I do not realize your motive and believe that you're doing that kindness for me out of the goodness of your heart. Therefore, at the time for repayment, I do not feel the pull of obligation. You know, of course, what your reaction will be. You will be upset. This is a simple example of how secret motive can lead to a bad emotional upset. So really, you don't have to have any bullies. You just have a selfish motive for what you do, and you keep yourself very happily upset for long periods of time. How do you like that one?
Yeah, I think that people, it's a conversion, which is that once a person is robbed of their natural ability to live their life without being upset, then they are compelled by...
They're addicted to it.
Yeah, they're compelled by virtue of their conversion, because they have no other way of living. They don't have any other way
no
of
other
getting
motivation.
Life force.
Yeah, there's two motivations, love and...
Right.
And the other one, the other kind of love, which you do things for people for doing something in return, and you have secret loathing towards them, and then that secret loathing turns into guilt, and guilt says, well, you didn't give them enough, maybe you didn't try hard enough, maybe... And then you excuse that person, and you forgive them, and you do something nicer, and they think, what a wonderful person, how sweet you are, thank you very much. But you don't give them back what they're looking for, even acknowledgement. You need to be super acknowledging for them to be happy with the gift, you know, feel payment for the gift they gave you. Wow, thank you. Oh, wow. Woo. And just, you know, and then be ready to do whatever you can for them. So you just beware of Greeks bearing gifts, you know. Was it Shakespeare? Beware. It doesn't have to be Greeks. It could be anybody. Let's take a Los Angeles call. Jess.
Good evening. I wanted to express my... my admiration and appreciation to you. I for what an inspiration you are. I was born myself into a Jewish family, although I spent most of my life until 51 years old as an atheist, and became a Christian just about a year ago, and discovered your radio show quite by accident. Well, perhaps not. Driving across the country, moving from Texas to Los Angeles a few months ago with my wife, and on an incredible moonless night with the Milky Way blazing over the, I think it was the New Mexico desert, your show came into tune on the radio, and was captivated by it. It reminded me of the great Christian philosopher George MacDonald, and I just wanted to express...
I like his hamburgers.
Excuse me?
I said I like his hamburgers. I do have a sense of humor. It's not very good sometimes.
Well, thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you. It was very sweet of you to call. I appreciate it. An acknowledgement? Thank you. I appreciate that. You can acknowledge the program by supporting it, if you will. That's the best way. And a lot of you do, and I thank you for it. And we don't write fancy letters and things like that. You know that you're helping me to help others, and that should be enough. You're paying it forward, really, aren't you? And the reason why you hear the program is because someone paid it forward. Otherwise, I couldn't be on the air. We've got 15 or 16 employees, and that's a big fat payroll and lots of expenses with radio. So, you know, like $1.5 million a year, I think it is, for radio. I mean, it's a lot of money. And often we don't make our payroll. We just have to borrow from savings, which just happens more often than not these days. So we're okay, but it would be nice if you would some of you who don't and haven't been thoughtful and have been helped, understand you, there should be some small gratefulness and yet knowing that someone is responsible for me being able to help you. So others will be out in the street just talking to one person at a time. That won't do any good. We're trying to help a whole nation. What I'd like to do is to get a bigger soapbox, but that costs money. And need I say more? 866-8883. Would you like to sign up for our newsletters? Recipes? I got recipes. I'll give you a simple recipe, since it's very quiet right now, and David's not saying much to me, so... Well, this cat got your tongue tonight, David.
No, I can start talking anytime.
No, you can't. I tell you what you can do. How you, instead of spending your money on cookies for breakfast, and don't ever give that stuff out of a box to the kids. If you want to see them die one day and get sick, as most of the kids are doing, many kids are fat and have problems and get lazy and. They eat for the pleasure of it, just like you do. It's not a good thing to introduce yourself to cookies for breakfast. But what if you made wholesome food? There's ways you can make raw food, even raw cereals, into the most delicious, uncooked cereal you've ever tasted. But that's in the recipes. You can actually get one of the back orders, the issues, because I've done that one already. But here's a simple one. I feel like one of those purveyors of food on the radio, but really I'm not asking for anything for it. I just want you to realize you got barley. You know, when I was a young fellow, my mother used to drink barley water. And that's, your food can kill you. Food can cure you. You just reverse the way you use food if you know which way to go back. And you can actually use food as a medicine. I think one of the philosophers says, I can't remember, it's just a four-letter word. Is it Piney? I can't remember. There was a Roman philosopher. Somebody will help me with that, please. Thank you. I'd appreciate being refreshed with it. He says, "Let food be your medicine." Right. But you can know what to eat when you're not well. For instance, my mother used to get barley water. It's simply boiled barley, where you don't have anything but the smoothness of the barley, and they put lemon with it. And not that that's my recipe, but it's not bad. You put a little lemon and a little bit of maple syrup or something in there, and it's soothing. But barley itself is if you can just grind up two tablespoons in a coffee grinder, and it only takes about a minute, zzz, done. Take hot milk, put it in your blender, and the blender will... soon make it very thick, within a few minutes, 5 minutes, if you make it hot enough, because it cooks very quickly when it's ground. And you'll have the thickest, creamiest, most delicious food. The kids would love it. You can put other things with it. I like it by itself, especially if you have tummy problems. Especially if you have tummy problems. There's one right there.
It was Hippocrates, Dad, that said that.
Hippocrates.
Let food be your medicine. Yeah.
Hippocrates?
He also said, "Nature is the healer of all disease."
There you are. That's right. That's right.
Hippocrates.
That's very good. And people should understand that. They need to get out of meddling with their own problems. First of all, they need to learn to stop creating them. And then they have to learn not to fiddle with the mechanisms of the mind and body as if they could fix it. Because the human body and the human mind is immensely complicated, and it's very simple to fix.
Actually, there's a complete sentence here, which is, "Let food be your medicine, and medicine be your food." That's Hippocrates.
Medicine be your food. Oh, well, yes. So the meaning is just reverse of saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Makes sense,
thank
though.
You. There's a fellow by the name of Pliny who says something very similar. I can't remember that. It was just... My memory at this age isn't that great of not terribly important things. I'm focused on my science for 16 hours a day, so maybe I've got a problem I need to solve. All right, we'll take a call from Mexico. Hello. Hello, Alex. What can I do for you?
Yeah, there's an apparent contradiction in one of your books, and actually it is How Your Mind Can Keep You Well.
Okay.
You say that you shouldn't eat healthy food in order to cure your diseases.
Well, you're missing the point.
Or to go to salvation.
I'm glad you're reading the book, but you've missed the point. Because health, you see, there's something, well, but you've missed the point, and maybe you haven't read maybe just that one, but you'll start to realize that health food in the health food store is not the cure of it. The idea that it's called health food can draw you to it, so you could become addicted to this or that, and you really don't know what you're doing. And also, you really don't know what you're doing. It's the idea that food can save you. The truth of the matter, if you look very carefully at food, if you trace it all the way back to the Bible source, which is absolutely astounding, original sin, it was food that got tainted with the misuse of it, that separated, in other words, disobedience, the temptation to eat. The good Lord says to Adam, you can have everything in the garden, including the tree of life, everything, you can't eat that. That's like with a mother saying, now look, don't eat the cookies I put on the window shelf for dinner tonight. Promise, don't mess with them. That's the thing you want. And the little boy comes along and says, I won't tell your mother. You eat it. And when your mother finds out, your dad finds out, did you eat the cookies I told you not to eat? And what happens, the first thing that happens is you make an excuse. We are food addicted. And the original sin, this sickness, is transferable from generation to generation. We all have a problem with the food and drink.
Yeah, eating the wrong food.
But not even eating the right food for the wrong reason, motive. To think that the food can cure you. It can't cure you until you have a right attitude with it, so you have the right measure of it.
Yeah.
You see that?
Measure?
The right measure. The right amount. So that you're not, you never get hungry, you just get empty. I think I need an ice cream. Nothing like that pops into your mind.
Okay.
But you just know, and when you eat it, when you have the opportunity to choose from all the delights in Las Vegas or wherever you go, you are wise enough to just pick the simple things, no matter how, even though it's a good deal to stuff yourself with the rest of it. See that?
Yeah.
It's the same with women. Learn not to misuse your impulses, to rein them, but not suppress them, to rule them and gently rule them. All right. Thank you very much for that, Alex in Mexico, and I'm glad you're listening down there. Okay, we're going to take Tom after the break, station break, and we'll be right back. This is Roy and David here tonight. Okay, be right back. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com, and call for something. Make a donation. Auto debit. That will automatically take from your account. Oh, I thought I'd do a nice commercial here. I mean, I don't know. Did I shock you? Going to have put out my begging tin because we need support for the foundation. Things have not gone good. Things, you notice how quiet it is with the radio programs too. Sometimes I wonder if it's just you're just listening, or I'm driving you away. But like if I'm driving you away, I'm sorry. I don't know how to do this program any other way, because truth is painful. I try to make it as gentle as I can, but you don't see the twinkle in my eye when I'm sitting here behind the microphone. I know I sound stern, but I'm really lighthearted. I hope that it dances across. To some people, they react to it. They react to the fact that I'm confident and they are not. See? And so that can be painful, and especially the things I say about religion, politics, and the things that are obvious to me and should be obvious to you, but you're caught up in it, you see. So that's my job, is to, awaken you, and don't destroy the messenger. Don't ignore me so that I fade away. If you get some benefit, even a small amount, just start helping the foundation so we can help our prisoners and our military, because that's what we're doing. That's the path we're on. We've been on the prisoner path for 47 years, basically. And we have thousands of letters. You can read them in the newsletter. You can get the recipe, the articles, and you can read the prisoner letters. They are absolutely magnetizing, transfixing, because these people behind bars are so eloquent. They're prisoners there, but you see that some of them are more free and behind bars. It's almost like they're glad they went to jail because something had to happen to stop them. And now they're listening, and now they're really free. And some will leave, and many do, and never go back. And so that's our calling. But now we're working with the military. We're trying to work something up there, and it's beginning to, happen with post-traumatic stress disorder, because Foundation is probably the only group of people in the country that knows how to deal with that. And I don't want to see our boys hurt themselves, because psychiatry will allow it, because they don't really know. They just give pills and drugs, and that's the best they can do. And it's not good enough. So help us. Thank you very much. 866 Radio Roy, FHU.com. We'll be right back.
To Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Listening to this program about a half an hour ago, I read an article about the subtle causes of fear and anxiety, and that how you set yourself up to fail by doing something and expecting something and not getting it and resenting the person you gave it to because, they felt like you gave it to them and they don't feel the pull. So you judge them for it. So that article is in one of the newsletters that are going to come up very soon. So if you call the office, 866 Radio Roy, and get on the newsletter mailing list, and you get my recipes. Some people like my recipes. They're very simple and healthy. And you read the prisoner letters, and you see how grateful they are for you helping the program. Now we're going to go to Tom in Washington. Hello, Tom.
Uncle Roy.
Yes. Well, you've been listening for a while.
Well, thank you. Yes, I have, and I've been wondering about this. My personality. I seem to have one that likes to pontificate.
Feel important.
Good Lord is right. And I've noticed you mentioned that in yourself, but it seems like my problem is I don't like myself when I. Because sometimes I get carried away too easy.
Well, yeah, you're doing it for a rush, a feeling of importance, and that can give you a headache, give you pain, because when you puff up with anything, with anger or the praise that you're looking for in your pontification, it's damned if you get it. But if you get it, it puffs you up, and you have conflict because you are substituting the love of the respect of people. For the love that God would have for you, so you fill yourself up with their pleasure, and you become a slave for the sake of it, and you can't stop yourself. And then you secretly resent those who love you because they, if they love you and like you and enjoy your pontification, they actually encourage you to do it more. So actually, you secretly you will resent them, and you're in such a fix you can't tell them I resent you for this. It's ridiculous. They like you. Why would you resent them? So you've got to stuff that down in your shirt. Right or wrong?
There's a lot more to it than that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you got all evening. I can keep talking. But the thing is, the cure is to see the root is pride. And pride is always puffing up with something. Anger is one of them. Anger is the main one. And then servitude for praise, called love. And you can't. And it's a vicious cycle. Anger, guilt. Guilt, servitude for praise, love. Damned if you get it, damned if you don't. Nice knowing you, goodbye, your life's over. It's the end of the rest of your life. That's how simple it is. Pride goeth before the fall, and the foolish spirit before destruction. That's most people. And they won't hear what I'm saying until something terrible happens, and then they'll come to my cemetery and talk to my gravestone. They could, while my hands are still warm, call the foundation or call the program and get started where I'm here ready, willing, and able every night, Monday through Friday, to help you all. Sound like a Southerner, help you all. You all? Well, call the office, please. 866-RADIO-ROY. 866-RADIO-ROY. And the website is fhu.com. And ask for the newsletter, because I just read a little piece of one of the articles. I think you'll find those articles immensely valuable. And some of the recipes I've been giving, you might want to get a few back issues. You just talk to the office ladies, and they'll be happy to help you. And the prisoner articles are delightful. And a lot of things about it. Then you'll be helping the foundation so many ways. Okay? Well, I run out of juice. So I'm going to say goodnight, David, to you and to my audience. Thanks very much for
good show.
Putting up with my nonsense and my pontificating. I always pontificate, but thank God I don't puff up with it. I enjoy helping people, and when the lines are not busy, it is incumbent upon me to just jabber, 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 but say something. And sometimes that's not easy, to sit in front of a microphone and just look at a screen. Try it someday. See if that works. So I like to know that you're there. I like to know that you appreciate it by your letters, by your phone calls, which are very scarce. It's almost like sometimes the foundation is like a graveyard except for the happy people there. You know, how many calls we get today? Oh, 30. Well, I've got 130 stations. I'm doing something right. Can we have more than 25 calls, 30 calls? Can we have more than 20 downloads or something? Can we do better than that? Can you do better than that? That's what I'm asking. You realize there's no great rush. Our prices are most of it's free. Okay? And so there are some downloads, and you can buy some books and materials. Okay, thank you. But you don't really need to. You got me and two books on the web, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, How to Conquer Negative Emotions, and the download of the Be Still and Know. We used to sell all that, but now we give it away because we want to help people. We help you first, and if we don't help you, don't pay us. If we help you, then help us to help others. That's all I'm... Night, David.
Good night, Dad.
Okay. Good night, everybody. We have another program coming on after this, but while I'm under the weather a little bit, we're going to put on a tape. Okay? But yeah.
What if everything you've ever been taught about religion is wrong?
God loves you just the way you are. You don't have to change. All you have to do is accept that you are loved for who you are. God loves you just the way you are.
If God loves you just the way you are, then what's the point of changing? Now, something doesn't make sense. Something's missing. So what is the answer? The scripture says, be still and know. How do you do that? Visit www.fhu.com. Download the free MP3. It's called Be Still and Know. It's an exercise that will quiet your mind long enough for you to see what God really wants you to see. Visit fhu.com and download the free MP3 file called Be Still and Know. If you've been looking for the truth that will set you free, visit fhu.com or call 1-800-877-3227.
God loves you just the way you are.
You now have access to the Foundation of Human Understanding 24 hours a day. Visit our worldwide website at www.fhu.com. Miss one of our newsletters? All feature articles by Roy Masters can be found and downloaded here. Interested in some of our materials? Maybe you'd like to preview some of our books and audio tapes before you purchase? Visit www.fhu.com. Perhaps you've called when our offices are closed. Now you can order 24 hours a day securely on our fully interactive online catalog. How would you like to hear the very best of Roy Masters' current radio programs in their entirety, instantly, anytime, night or day? You can at www.fhu.com. Curious about the meditation exercise taught by Roy Masters? Preview it now at our website. Visit us today and don't forget to sign up for our free email service. You'll be kept informed on upcoming lectures, website changes, sneak previews of our newsletters, and a host of other services. That's www.fhu.com. Get connected today.